Nobody told me that today's reading was going to be good. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 222, Tipitaka, part 144, 12 squared, and it's Mahavagga 1, part 15. All right, so if this is your first time on Buddhist Books Podcast, welcome. Here I read Buddhist scripture. I remember when I don't know how long ago, I think it was about 2 years ago, and I posted somewhere on Facebook somewhere about how I had a podcast where I was reading Buddhist books, and there was a man who wrote me and said, you know, before reading any so-called Buddhist books, let me know the titles and the authors. And so I told him, first, I'm going to be reading the Tipitaka, the Three Baskets of Pre-Sectarian Early Buddhism, translated directly into English from the original Pali language by the Pali Text Society. And when I'm all finished with that, I'm going to begin reading the early Mahayana Sutras. Then I'm going to read the commentaries on the Tipitaka by the Sri Lankan and Burmese scholar monks of 6th century Common Era, translated again into English from the original Pali, and then I'm going to read the late Mahayana Sutras before I get into the Vajrayana Tantras. I expect it'll take me several decades. No response. I think he was expecting me to say, oh, there's a book by Larry Johnson from New Jersey that just came out last year, or, you know, in 1974. And it's this thick and claims to, you know, explain all of Buddhism. I remember my grandpa once said, any philosophy that can be put in a nutshell belongs in one. I don't know if that's wisdom, but he said it. I think he was quoting someone. I don't think he got that from his own. I'll just go ahead and get to the reading, shall I? I hope everybody's doing well. And, oh, if you want to start, see, you might notice where that the missing book here, that's the book in my hand, and we're about this far of the way through the fourth book. If you would like to start with the very first page of the first book, actually not the first page because I skip over the introduction, but the beginning of the translation, of the beginning of the Tipitaka, you can go ahead and click here. That will take you actually to the playlist, and you can look at all 144 episodes so far, as of the recording of this video, which is number 144 on that list, and see if there's anything specific you're interested in. They're all listed according to their Pali titles, so you kind of already have to be familiar with those if you're looking for something specific. But, yeah, okay, and that's that. If you are specifically interested in Mahavagga, you can click this playlist, and that will give you the 15 so far Mahavagga playlist, Mahavagga videos, recitals that I've done. And feel free to check out the main channel that you're watching this on. And there's all kinds of playlists. You can find special episodes, movie reactions to Buddhist movies, and a lot of stuff. Okay, so picking up where we left off last time, here we go. Now at that time, monks, having ordained a certain monk, went away, leaving him alone. As he was going along alone, he met his former wife on the way. She spoke thus, quote, what, have you now gone forth? End quote. Quote, yes, I have gone forth. End quote. She said, quote, sexual intercourse is difficult for those who have gone forth, come and indulge in sexual intercourse, end quote. Okay, two things. Sidebar. A, nobody told me that today's reading was going to be good. And B, whose ex-wife randomly... I guess it happens. Anyway, I'll keep reading. Having indulged... Oh, I guess he went ahead and took her up on it. Okay. Having indulged in sexual intercourse with her, he arrived late. Monks spoke thus, quote, what were you, your reverence, doing for such a long time, end quote. How long exactly? Then this monk told this matter to the monks. The monks told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, I allow you, monks, having ordained, parentheses, a monk, end parentheses, to give him a companion, and to explain four things which are not to be done. When a monk is ordained, he should not indulge in sexual intercourse, even with an animal. Oh, not that kind of companion. Okay. By the way, if you decide to take me up on that and start at the beginning of the Tipitaka, around the second episode into the third, the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, a lot of the early episodes are about rule number one, which is don't do this. And the monks were like, even with a stick? And Buddha's like, what do you mean by that? And he's like, well, if you take a stick and you just whack, whack. He's like, it's a wrongdoing. We're not going to kick you out for that. So like every different possible way to break that rule, the monks come up with. And they're like, but what if? What if? What if? And he's like, no, no. And usually you get kicked out, but then sometimes they're like, what if it was a skeleton and you just sort of put it in the area where it used to be? And he's like, okay, I won't kick you out for that, but we need to have a formal meeting. Like these things actually, it's fun if you find that fun. If not, then never mind. Neither do I. I, too, am above such things. I will continue reading now, shall I? Yes. Whatever monk indulges in sexual intercourse, he becomes not a, quote, true, end quote, recluse, not a son of the Sakyans. As a man with his head cut off could not become one to live by that bodily connection, even so a monk, having indulged in sexual intercourse, becomes not a, quote, I mean, parentheses, true, end parentheses, recluse, not a son of the Sakyans. This is a thing not to be done by you as long as life lasts. When a monk is ordained, he should not take by theft what has not been given, even if it is only a blade of grass. Whatever monk takes by theft a pada, or the worth of a pada, or more than a pada, has not been given, that has not been given, he becomes not a, parentheses, true, end parentheses, recluse, not a son of the Sakyans. I think that's like a unit of money, like measurement. So like, we can assume it's a low amount. Okay, as a withered leaf freed from its stalk could not become green again, even so a monk, having taken by theft a pada, or the worth of a pada, or more than a pada, that was not given, becomes not a, parentheses, true, and parentheses, recluse, not a son of the Sakyans. This is a thing not to be done by you as long as life lasts. When a monk is ordained, he should not intentionally deprive a living thing of life, even if it is only an ant. Whatever monk deprives a human being of life, even down to causing abortion, he becomes not a, parentheses, true, and parentheses, recluse, not a son of the Sakyans. So, Lord Buddha not a fan of Roe v. Wade. If you were wondering. It was a long time ago. Anyway, as a flat stone broken in half becomes parentheses something and parentheses not to be put together again. Even so, a monk having intentionally deprived a human being of life becomes not a parentheses true and parentheses recluse, not a son of the Sakyans. This is a thing not to be done by you as long as life. When a monk is ordained, he should not lay claim to a state of further men, like a supernatural, like I am beyond a normal human kind of thing. You don't say that. Even thinking, quote within quotes, I delight in solitude, end quote within quotes, whatever monk of evil desires filled with covetousness lays claim to a state of further men which is non-consistent, not a fact. So if you actually can levitate, and you levitate, and people are like, what are you doing? You say, oh, I was levitating. You're probably breaking a rule, just not one of the big four rules. But if you, like, pretend to levitate, and then you say, oh, me? I was just levitating. That's one of the four big rules, right? To meditate or to a deliverance, to meditation or to a deliverance or to contemplation or to an attainment or to a way or to a fruit, he becomes not a parentheses true and parentheses recluse, not a son of the Sakyans. I think in this context it means fruit as in like accomplishment, the fruit of your labor kind of thing, not like I accomplished an apple, you know, like, okay, I grew an apple. Congratulations, your reverence. Anyway, as a palmyra palm cut off at the crown could not become one for further growth, even so a monk of evil desires filled with covetousness, having claimed a state of further men, which is non-consistent, non-existent, not a fact, becomes not a parentheses true and parentheses recluse, not a son of the Sakyans. This is a thing not to be done by you as long as life lasts. And, quote, told are the four things which are not to be done, which is kind of interesting because there's long, again, in these first, especially these, well, this book, in the first book, the first half of the first book, is all these long stories about the monk who, you know, did each of those four things and him establishing the rule, and then the monks that tried to get around the rule and him establishing the rule not to try to get around the rule. So it's interesting that it's summed up here. It's like, was this a separate teaching that was like the Cliff's Notes version of this teaching? I don't know. Now at that time, a certain monk, suspended for not seeing an offense, left the order. Parentheses, but, end parentheses. Having come back again, he asked the monks for ordination. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, this is a case, monks, where a monk suspended for not seeing an offense leaves the order, parentheses, but, end parentheses, having come back again, asks the monks for ordination. They should speak thus to him, quote within quotes, will you see this offense? End quote within quotes, if he says, quote within quotes, I will see it, end quote within quotes, he may be let go forth. If he says, quote within quotes, I will not see it, end quote within quotes, that's N-O-T space S-E-E, by the way, YouTube, don't flag this video. He should not be let go forth. Okay. So if he does something naughty, let's say with a skeleton, and then he's like, what, it was just a skeleton? And they're like, he made a rule about that. A monk did that already. And he said, don't do that even with a skeleton. We have to have a formal meeting, but you won't get kicked out. And he's like, I don't see anything wrong with it. I'm going to leave the order. Then he comes back and says, I want to come back. And they're like, so you admit that it was wrong what you did with the skeleton? He's like, no, there's nothing wrong with that. Then, no, you can't become a monk. But if he's like, yes, I shouldn't have done that to the skeleton, or whatever rule it was he broke. Continuing. Having let him go forth, they should say, parentheses, to him, and parentheses, quote unquote, will you see this offense if he says, what? Okay, I mean, that's what it says. I'm not reading the same thing that I read already. I'm reading Buddha repeating himself. Okay, I will read it as it is written. Quote within quotes, will you see this offense? And quote within quotes, if he says, quote within quotes, I will see it. And quote within quotes, he may be ordained. Instead of let go forth. Are they two different things? If he says, quote within quotes, I will not see it. And quote within quotes, he should not be ordained. Having ordained him, they should say, quote within quotes, will you see this offense? Oh, they should ask him three times. And quote within quotes, if he says, quote within quotes, I will see it. And quote within quotes, he may be restored. If he says, quote in quotes, I will not see it, and quote in quotes, he should not be restored. So, I mean, based on the way this is written, going forth, ordination, and being restored are three different things. Okay. Yes. Having restored him, they should say, quote in quotes, do you see this offense? And quote in quotes, if he sees it, that is good. If he does not see it, he may be suspended again. If it is possible to obtain unanimity, like everybody agrees. If they do that by saying, if anybody thinks we should not suspend him, let him speak now. And if it's quiet, that's unanimous vote. Very efficient way of voting. People who don't want to be like the one person saying, I think it's unfair. Like, they don't vote for whatever reason, whether it be that they don't want to be the one lone voice, or they really do think that it's fine. Okay, anyway, if it is not possible to obtain unanimity, there is no offense in eating with, in being in communion with, parentheses, him and parentheses. Okay, so if they ask him, was it wrong what you did to the skeleton? Yeah, it was wrong with it. Okay, come forth. Was it wrong what you did with the skeleton? Yeah, it was wrong what I did with the skeleton. Okay, you're ordained. Was it wrong what you did with the skeleton? No. Oh, no. Yes, it was wrong what I did with the skeleton. Okay, you're restored. Was it wrong what you did with the skeleton? No. All right, if anybody has a problem with us suspending him again, speak up. And someone says, I have a problem with it. And they're like, all right, he's not suspended. Welcome to the party, monk. Have some food. And he's like, yeah, nothing wrong with what I did with the skeleton. Okay, that's what it says anyway. That's how I visualize it. Where were we? This is a case, monks, where a monk suspended for not having made amends for an offense leaves the order, parentheses, but, and parentheses, having come back again, asks the monks for ordination. They should speak thus to him, quote within quotes, will you make amends for this offense, end quote within quotes, if he says, quote within quotes, I will make amends, end quote within quotes, he may be let go forth. Three dots. As in the previous one, read making amends instead of sex. C, sorry. Will you make amends for an offense instead of C, an offense? S-E-E. End parentheses, three dots. In being communion with, parentheses, him, end parentheses. This is a case, monks, where a monk suspended for not giving up a wrong view leaves the order, parentheses, but, end parentheses, having come back again, asks the monks for ordination. They should speak thus to him. Quote within quotes, will you give up this wrong view, end quote within quotes. If he says, quote within quotes, I will give it up, end quote within quotes, he may be let go forth. Three dots, parentheses, the Polytext Society. Thank you, Polytext Society says, as in the previous read, give up instead of see. End parentheses, three dots, in being in communion with parentheses, him and parentheses. The great section, the first. Oh, did we finish Mahavagga 1? What? Does that mean we're at Mahavagga 2? No. Okay, maybe, I don't know why it said the great section, the first. I'll keep reading. I'm curious now. As to great matters to the Vinaya, to bringing ease to the well-behaved, both in restraint of evil desires and in strivings for conscientiousness, and also bearing in mind the instruction which is within the range of the all-knowing conqueror. That's Lord Buddha. Different kind of conqueror than like Genghis Khan, right? In a realm which has no other, in peace from bondage, in what is well laid down, in that which has no doubt, in section in Vinaya, as well as in Parivara, and in heading, parentheses, s, end parentheses, heading, s, the pluralization is in parentheses, so it said heading, and the Polytext Society thought that it should be plural. The good follows closely as though imitating. Who does not understand cattle does not guard the herd. So not knowing moral habit, how can he guard restraint? Although the suttantas and Abhidhamma be forgotten for all time, the teaching persists while Vinaya is not destroyed. Discipline. Therefore, because firmly supported, I will declare the key in regular sequence according to parentheses my and parentheses knowledge. Listen while I speak. The matter, the providence, the offense, the methods, and the abbreviations. It is not easy not to leave something out. Discern that from the method. Awakening and the Rajayanta, the Rajayatana, the goatherds, Sahampati, Brahma, Alara, Udaka and monks, Upaka the seer, Kandana, Vapa, Badia and Mahanama, Asaji, Yasa, 450, and he sent out, parentheses, on tour, end parentheses, the quarters, the subject, as to Mara, and the 30, at Uruvela, three matted hair ascetics, fire room, the great kings, Saka, the Brahma, the entire parentheses population and parentheses, rag robe, a tank, and a stone. Kakuda, parentheses tree and parentheses, a stone, a rose apple, and a mango. Emblemic Myrobalam, he brought a flower from the coral tree. Kasyapa, let them be chopped, let them be kindled, and let them be extinguished. That was in quotes within quotes from Kasyapa to extinguished. They plunged into fire vessels, rain, Gaia, and the palm grove, parentheses king of, and parentheses Magadha. Upatissa, Kolita, and distinguished parentheses young men, and parentheses the going forth, wrongly dressed, dismissal, and the lean, wretched Brahmin. He indulged in bad habits, the stomach, the Brahmin youth, a group, years standing, by the ignorant, going away, 10 years standing, guidance, they did not conduct themselves, parentheses, properly, end parentheses. To dismiss, ignorant, nullification, 5, 6, and whoever else, and naked. Not with, parentheses, his hair, end parentheses, cut off. Matted hair ascetic, a Sakyan, 5 diseases among the Magadhis, service, a thief, parentheses, and, end parentheses, fingers, and, parentheses, the king of, end parentheses, Magadha decreed, jail, written about, scourged, branded, debtor, and a slave, close shaving, Upali, snake, parentheses, wind disease, end parentheses, a family with faith, and Kandaka, and then crowded up about how to live, the boy, trainings, and they were, now how, entire, by mouth, preceptors, luring away, Kandaka, eunuch, theft, going over to, and a snake, on a mother, a father, perfected ones, a nun, schismatic, concerning blood, hermaphrodite, without a preceptor, through an order, a group, eunuch, without a bowl, without a robe, both these, then those three on what was lent, hands, feet, hands and feet, nose, both the ear, excuse me, see how easy it is to skip one? Ears, nose, both these, fingers, nails, tendons, webbed hands, and a hunchback. Dwarf, having goitre, which I guess is a big thing on your neck. And then a branded one, scourged, written about. Elephantiasis, badly, parentheses, ill, end parentheses, and one who disgraces an assembly. Blind, and just then one with a crooked limb, and then a lame one. I have counted a few lame ones personally, but sorry. Paralyzed down one side, with a cripple. It's a different time. Old age, blind from birth, dumb, deaf, we're almost finished. Blind and dumb. And what is there too? Whatever is called blind and dumb. And then dumb and deaf. And blind and dumb and deaf. And guidance to the unconscientious. And one should, parentheses, not, end parentheses, live. What is done on a journey. Stays on a journey. No. What is done on a journey. Being asked, wishing for, quote unquotes, let him come, and quote unquotes, they quarreled, if there is one preceptor, Kasyapa, and ordained, parentheses, monks, end parentheses, were to be seen pressing about diseases, the uninstructed were at a loss, instruction just there, and then in the order, then an ignorant one, and not agreed upon. Together, the quote-unquotes, may it raise, parentheses, me, and parentheses, up, and quote-unquotes, ordination, resource, alone, the three. In this section are 172 items. Told is the first key, that to the great section, or great division. Mahavaga 1 is finished. And no, I didn't have a stroke. Those last three pages were like, that's how the monks would, when they would recite, they would, if you've seen all the Tipitaka, you might remember every 10 rules or every certain number of rules, they would list them all off. So they'd have to memorize, they'd recite the whole story. And then they would recite, like, just to remember what they read. What did we read? Like, you know, the review at the end of a chapter in a high school textbook or something. So, in these 15 episodes of Mahavaga 1, those are all the points that were covered. So if you'd like, you can go back, start at the beginning of Mahavaga 1, and then that last bit where it just listed off a bunch of random things. I mean, they weren't random, but when it listed off a bunch of things, each thing should trigger a memory of, oh yeah, that was when this happened. Oh yeah, that was when this happened. So that's what happened there. And I'm going to keep The next episode, instead of Mahavagga 1, this was Mahavagga 1 part 15. So the next one's not going to be part 16. It's going to be Mahavagga 2, Roman numeral 2, part 1. But it will be the 16th item in the Mahavagga playlist. So we're going to have the playlist be all, I think there's four great divisions. So yeah, next time we'll, in episode 223 of Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 145 of the Tipitaka Recitals, will be Mahavagga 2, part 1. Isn't that cool? I hope everybody's doing well. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will go ahead and do the closing. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us, and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.